This is the Social Geek Radio Network. Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and marketing consigliere. Today's guest is Kieran Scott. And a quick note for marketers, especially those in the franchise space. Join me for a new weekly live webinar series from Ularity called Quick Fix. The idea is that every week, one of my franchise friends will join me for a very short webinar to share one problem and how to fix it. Every webinar is 15 minutes or less, and we do it every Tuesday at noon Eastern Time. Tomorrow, Ingrid Schneider, Chief Creative Officer at Frio's Gourmet Pops, joins me to share the challenges of marketing a mobile franchise and how to fix it. The link to join us is in today's show notes, and thanks to Mary Hanula at Ularity for helping me put this webinar series together. And today's Social Geek Radio show is brought to you by ServiceMinder, Digital HR, and Consumer Fusion. Consumer Fusion helps franchises attract customers online with their AI-powered reputation platform. With more than 70,000 illegitimate negative reviews removed, Consumer Fusion allows franchise brands to maximize their digital footprint with reputation management, local SEO, and social media, including automated owners' responses and integrated review generation tools. Get started with a one-month free pilot and learn why brands trust Consumer Fusion with their online reputation. Visit consumerfusion.com/pilot. Consumer Fusion, keeping reviews honest. Kieran Scott is the president of Pestmaster and Patio Patrol, both part of the Threshold Brands family, and he joins us for the first time on Social Geek Radio right now. Hey, Kieran, how are you?
Hey, Jack, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
I really want to know about some of the rebranding things that is going on with the brands that you're now running. But before we get there, tell us a little bit about your story. How did you get involved in franchising?
Yeah, so I would definitely consider myself like a franchise fanatic. I think it's probably the best business model out there. And I think it's a great way for people to kind of, you know, enter the business space. I started when I was 14. Actually, I started as a sandwich artist at a local Subway near my hometown. And, you know, as I grew in that position from sandwich artist to, you know, shift supervisor to manager, I started learning more and more about the franchise business model and, you know, kind of the royalties and the marketing share that was happening between, you know, our local Subway and the franchise world headquarters or Subway HQ. And I kind of grew that role into being a director of operations and a partner with the franchisee over 12 stores in the greater Salt Lake City area. And that was, I was there until 2015. 2015 hit and Subway sales were going down and the founder recently passed away. And so it was a good time for a change for me, which brought me to kind of the home services sector and the team over at Buzz Franchise Brands. I relocated out to Virginia Beach. I joined the Mosquito Joe team. I was with that team for almost 5 years. And that was my first kind of go at the franchisor side. And I loved it. You know, I really fell in love with the franchisor operations side and learning, you know, best practices in the franchisee management space. And then Mosquito Joe sold to Neighborly. And I was looking to join a small team again. You know, Mosquito Joe at the time, I think we had 35 employees. So I was looking to kind of restart that small team environment. And so I joined a startup in the dog grooming space called Scent Hound. So I was vice president. I think Tim may have actually been on your show before.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
And I was vice president of operations there for 3.5 years. And that was, you know, what a blast that was, right? Just kind of starting the operations or starting the franchise operations department for an entire brand. That was really exciting. And then just over the past 6 months, I joined Threshold Brands as president of, like you mentioned, Patio Patrol and Pestmaster. They're two pest control brands inside of Threshold Brands, one being a full-service pest control company, which is Pestmaster, and then the other being focused on mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks, which is Patio Patrol.
I love that idea of starting as a sandwich artist in high school.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
and
that's
and
right.
and there is something in Subway is one of those organizations too, where there's just something about it, especially over the past couple of decades, where there's something about that organization and the people who have worked for that organization that have just brought the next generation of entrepreneurs and franchisors. And now you're the president of two franchise brands, starting, you know, several years ago as a sandwich artist. So I love that story. We hear it more and more here in franchising than I think any other business model or industry in this country, where they start young, and you obviously got hooked on entrepreneurship and you know, working with a small team and building a business.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, but it is crazy, like you said, to think that this all started over, you know, 6-inch turkey sandwiches.
Yeah, you and several others. You know, I think
right.
I think at some point we're going to do a podcast with everyone who started their career at either Subway or McDonald's, and I'm going to guess there's a lot of people still in franchising who that's where they started. You know, sometime 10, 20 years ago. Within one of those organizations. So let's talk about your current role now with Threshold Brands and these two awesome brands, Pestmaster and Patio Patrol. I know this sector has just exploded in the past few years as we're all spending more time at home and investing in our homes and investing in the outside property of our homes. How are things going right now? And is that explosive growth continuing? Is it leveling off this year? What does it look like for your brands?
Yeah, no, great question. You know, so I think first, I'm having the time of my life over here at Threshold Brands and Pestmaster and Patio Patrol. And we're continuing to see that explosive growth, which makes it even, you know, that much more fun, right?
Yeah.
You know, when you look at Pestmaster, which is a 43-year-old company, it's been in integrated pest management space for a long time, largely in government contracts. We have the opportunity this year to kind of rebrand the visual identity. You know, we're going to keep the name because I think it's a great name and describes what we do really well, but we're going to change up the visual identity for the first time in 43 years. And with that, we're going to shift the positioning slightly to also focus on residential and commercial, which just opens up that entire kind of both segments of those markets. And so instead of focusing, you know, mostly on government contracts, which is about 30% of the pest management sector, we now get to focus on 100%, which I think is great. And then on the Patio Patrol side, we just got done with a really exciting rebrand. We rebranded the company. So it's a 5-year-old company. It was formerly named Flypho. And we just rebranded to Patio Patrol. And slightly shifted the positioning there as well. So we used to be focused on mosquitoes and fleas. And now we're focused on mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks, but also other general pests. And so our tagline is quality outdoor pest solutions. That moves us more into things like gutter cleaning and leaf pickup and screen exclusion. You know, we're the only mosquito company doing those things. And so a little bit of a differentiator, but I think we come to market with some of the most beautiful branding in the sector. And I think that people should look for that to be in their neighborhood soon.
Does that make Patio Patrol a little bit more of a year-round company? I know sometimes in the mosquito space, it's so focused on just a few months out of the year, especially if you're in a cooler climate like where I'm at in Chicago. It's only an issue a few months out of 12. But maybe with some of these other things, it's something that is actually turns into a solution for lots of things around a house. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So that was one of the big focuses, was how can we extend the season, right? One of the biggest challenges in a seasonal business like this is keeping technicians year round or keeping technicians employed. And so by adding on these extra services like the gutter cleaning and the leaf pickup and the general pest control, you get to start elongating that season and having those technicians be employed year round, which just helps with that turnover and helps with that training cycle.
And I would assume, like every business on earth, keeping great teammates and associates and staff, I'm sure that's a challenge right now. So having sort of a whole new offering has got to help keep those great techs with you.
Yep, it does. Yeah, I think the innovation and the you know, kind of taking this brand into the next, you know, next level, I think excites a lot of our technicians.
And as far as the rest of the year with both brands, what else are you seeing? Are you seeing, you know, as you're kind of moving the brands into some of these new areas, is it sort of related to the economy and inflation and things like that? Or are you guys kind of looking beyond to see really what the next set of challenges are going to be?
Yeah, I think we're really looking beyond the next set of challenges, you know, and I think that in our world comes down to technician training, right? Mm, you know, when you look at Pestmaster specifically, I don't expect it to be, you know, damaged much in a recession. We do a lot of government contract work, and in a recession, the government would just end up spending more anyway.
Right.
And we have that 43-year-old history of being in that segment, and so I feel very confident about our positioning going into the next couple of years. And now we're really focused on how can we scale, right? How can we build this business, you know, we can hire a technician, train that technician within a series of weeks, and get that technician starting to make money over the course of, you know, the first month or 60 days.
And if there is, you know, a greater recession than any of us are even fearful of right now, that could be a lot of great opportunities for technicians and maybe for some new franchisees as well.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, that's definitely right.
What kind of expansion are you looking at for the rest of this year and next year in acquiring new franchisees and awarding new territories?
Yeah. So on the Patio Patrol side, we have a pretty aggressive goal. So right now we're a small system. We have 7 units with 7 franchisees, and we plan on more than doubling that over the next kind of 6 months. And so going into the next season, we hope to have at least 15 franchisees on the road. Which is pretty exciting for us. You know, that'd be the biggest expansion that brand's seen in its 5-year history. And then on the Pestmaster side, we've already opened 16 units this year.
Wow.
We're seeing some incredible growth there. You know, we anticipate selling or awarding at least 15 more units the back half of the year, which will then open kind of Q1 of next year.
Back in a moment after this word from Digital HR, powered by Exalts. In today's market, there's a surplus of open positions all vying for the attention of top talent. But developing a consistent, effective recruiting strategy is a challenge, even with an in-house human resources department. The Digital HR team will put together a customized game plan based on the job requirements and the number of candidates you need. Tactics include website enhancements and ATS integrations, on-site content optimization, digital press releases, social and search ads, and more. Learn more now at digitalhr.com. Outside of your day-to-day work with these two great brands, I know you're very involved in the National Pest Management Association, and you were recently named to a new committee there. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I was named to the National Pest Management Association's Diversity Council, which, like you said, is something I'm passionate about. You know, it's kind of the diversity inclusion aspect of our business, you know, not only inside the pest control segment, but also in the franchising world, too. And I think my position of president of a pest management company that also happens to be a franchise kind of intersects me between those two things, and making sure that we have a voice, you know, Pestmaster and Patio Patrol and Threshold Brands has a voice in how we're approaching diversity and inclusion, really important to me. You know, I consider myself to be a diverse person. I'm an immigrant to the United States. Actually, two weeks from today is my 20th anniversary in the country.
Oh, congratulations! Wow.
Yeah, thanks so much.
And where did you come to us from?
Yeah, so I was originally born and raised in the United Kingdom. So I was born and raised in England.
Excellent. Well, that's a great anniversary. It's almost like a second birthday you get to celebrate.
That's right.
So, tell me more about the Diversity Council within the Pest Management Association. Is this something relatively new, and how did you get involved?
Yeah, so it's been around for a couple of years. I got involved actually through a nomination that someone submitted, recommending me to be on this council. And really the point of the council is just to evaluate where we are today in the pest management world, in terms of our diversity, right? And I think when you look at not only pest management, but also franchising over the past 5 or 6 decades, you would find that it's a lot of people that look similar, and that have similar backgrounds. And I think both sectors, have made massive improvements over the past decade to become more diverse. But that work kind of never stops, right? There's always more avenues to become more diverse and to increase business ownerships or bonus business ownership into a more diverse category of people. And so that's really the focus of the council, right? Is how can we bring pest management to a more diverse group of people, from technicians to business owners to vendors that we use, even to consumers, right? You know, there's sometimes language barriers or, you know, ethnic background barriers that may be challenging for whether it's a technician or for a business owner to overcome. And so making sure that there's no barrier between us and our consumer or us and our technician is really important.
Very well said. We will have links to the National Pest Management Association's groups on today's show notes if anyone would like to learn more about that organization. And Kieran, tell us where you would like us to send anyone who would like to chat with you. Maybe they've got some additional questions for you, or they would like to learn a little bit more about Patio Patrol or Pestmaster. Where can we send them?
Yeah, so to connect with me, you can connect with me on LinkedIn. So it's just linkedin.com/KieranScottCFE. Or you can email me at kscott@thresholdbrands.com. And then to learn more about our franchise opportunities, pestmaster.com is for Pestmaster. And then franchise.patiopatrol.com is for Patio Patrol.
Excellent. Kieran, thanks so much for being here today. And we look forward to catching up with you down the road.
All right. Thanks, Jack.
Before we go, a quick word from ServiceMinder. ServiceMinder is the platform for managing and operating home services brands, from tracking marketing efforts to delivering professional online proposals directly to clients, to lead capture, to automating daily tasks. ServiceMinder provides unique tools and integrations designed to make your brand stand out from competitors. See why ServiceMinder currently supports more than 50 home services franchise brands and integration partners. Book a demo today at serviceminder.io. And thanks for listening to Social Geek. Your comeback of a lifetime starts now. This is the Social Geek Radio Network.